Senior Iranian nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi says there will be no deal with the P5+1 group if Iran's demands are not met. The Iranian deputy foreign minister said Iran will continue the talks seriously and with goodwill, but will not relinquish its rights. Araghchi stated that despite the current understanding of the concerns on both sides, deep disagreements remain. The senior diplomat added that a major persisting difficulty is agreement on a timetable for the lifting of the sanctions as a reciprocal measure by the six countries of the P5+1 group. Araghchi also stated that the recent anti-Iranian sanctions imposed by the United States violate the Geneva interim deal, and if repeated, Iran will respond. He added that it will only be possible to reach a nuclear agreement by the November 24th deadline if everyone remains committed to the objective of the negotiations. And Araghchi said the next round of nuclear talks will be held in New York on September the 18th. He added that bilateral discussions are also scheduled to be held before and after the talks. Joining us on the line from Boston is Kaveh Afrasiabi. He's an author and political scientist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, as Abbas Araghchi has pointed out, that a nuclear agreement is possible if everyone remains committed to the objective of the negotiations. Do you see that commitment coming from the West, though, specifically as we see the U.S. reverting to its carrot and stick policy?
Well, unfortunately, the United States recently, by imposing a fresh round of sanctions on Iran, which Mr. Araghchi has rightly said violates the terms of the interim Geneva agreement, has sent a wrong signal to Iran and the P5+1 parties with respect to its intentions and its approach toward the upcoming negotiations. Because if the U.S. wants to show goodwill and signs of preparedness and readiness to enter into a serious negotiation so that before the November 24th deadline, a comprehensive deal can be reached, then this is certainly not the right step. And the U.S. has to step back from the approach of coercive diplomacy and enter into good faith negotiation, searching for the elements of a win-win approach so that the nuclear standoff can be resolved and the whole host of non-nuclear issues, including regional security issues, counterterrorism, mutual trade, and so forth, which are on the plate of U.S.-Iran relations, can be tackled directly to the benefit of both sides. And hopefully, United States negotiators will take Mr. Araghchi's stern warning into consideration and modify their approach for the upcoming negotiations.
Well, I'd like to pick up on the term that you just used, that is a win-win approach. Iran has time and again said that as far as these nuclear negotiations go, they do want an outcome which is beneficial for both sides. Why do you think that the U.S. continues to not view this whole negotiation process in that view?
Well, I don't want to hastily conclude that the U.S. is not necessarily in favor of such a solution. And I think the Iranian negotiators have also praised the American negotiators as being serious and so forth. I think the problem is, contradictory approach and being influenced by third parties that, as a result, push the United States in different directions at the same time. The United States and its various companies have been hurt a lot by the unilateral and multilateral sanctions. There's a recent report that indicates that billions and billions of dollars of trade loss and the U.S. companies have been sanctioned as well. It's not just Iran. So a win-win approach to this standoff means that the United States and its economic interests will also benefit, not just Iran. So lifting the sanctions is a matter of mutual interest, and both sides need to take proactive approaches so that they could reach a reasonable baseline for the gradual but a steady lifting of the sanctions and not just waiver or reversible waiver as some hawkish elements of the U.S. Policy circles advocate. The interim agreement specifically says removal of the sanctions once the duration of the comprehensive agreement expires. So I think both parties need to stick to the terms of that agreement without introducing any unnecessary revisions, which will only make the process more difficult. But, you know, the problem is also the fact that November 24th is around the corner. There's not that much time to resolve these outstanding issues, which have been termed as significant by Nasser Arakchi, Dr. Zarif, and others. And you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And one of the problems with gathering at the United Nations, in a week or so, is that, you know, the parties will be very busy and they will have hectic schedules with a whole number of other things on the United Nations agenda. So, you know, I think it's a good start, but the subsequent meetings will definitely need to be in a quieter setting.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see how this pans out. That was author and political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi there, joining us on the line from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.